Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hello, my name is Blake and I'm an alcoholic. And the question is, what medical help did we need to initially stop drinking? Well, in my case, the medical help was extremely slight. When my drinking came to a climax after about 30 years drinking, my family threw me out of the house. I decided I had to do something about drinking, and I sought medical assistance from a clinic I'd been told about. The clinic told me that they couldn't see me for about 6 weeks and suggested that in the meantime I go to Alcoholics Anonymous. That's the advice I took, and that's the sole medical intervention in my sobriety. Because I went to my first meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous and had, I suppose you could call it, an epiphany when I realised that I wasn't alone, I wasn't the only person with the sort of problems I had with drinking, but there were people around who'd beaten these problems, people who'd been sober for that particular meeting, up to 30 years. And the chairman said, as the meeting finished, "You can leave these rooms and you never need to drink again, if you so desire." I took this message to heart. I hung around on the periphery of AA for a few weeks. Eventually, at the Sunrise Group one morning, I decided that I really had to stop drinking. My motivation for deciding to stop drinking at that point was actually one of people-pleasing, because I wanted to please the people at the meeting. But I did stop drinking then, and I maintained my sobriety mainly through going to heaps and heaps of meetings. I went to 180 meetings in 6 months, and I carried on going to meetings since then, regularly, and ever since. And doing this, eventually, the promises started to work for me. And I woke up one morning realizing that I hadn't actually thought about having a drink. I couldn't remember when I'd last thought about having a drink. And this has stayed with me ever since. And the only medical interaction I've had since that first advice to go to AA is that my own doctor used to refer patients to me so I could take them to AA meetings. So I continue to be a sober, happy customer of AA, and I hope that things will be the same for you. Thanks for listening.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.